You're listening to the OMFL Franchise Show. I'm your host, Tony Bono. Welcome to the OMFL Franchise Show, where the amazing CFM stuff goes down and not just in the DMs. Hey guys, welcome back to the sixth episode of the OMFL Franchise Show with yours truly, Tony Bono. Thanks for joining me today for our new episode. Sorry, we've kind of fell off the rocker here as of late. We're in week number 11, and I think the last show was like week number 3 or 4. So, yeah, I've kind of been slacking. But we are here right now and bringing you a new and improved Tony mail, maybe. That depends. But let's just get right down to the meat and potatoes of our show and talk about the OMFL. And today we're going to spotlight the LA Superchargers. That's right, the LA Superchargers have been phenomenal this season. They have taken on and really taken it to each team that they've played so far in the OMFL. None bigger in his belt is defeating the former and reigning Super Bowl champion, or OMFL champion, I should say, Mr. Moe and the Seattle Seahawks. The LA Chargers took it to those Seahawks and came out victorious, showing what Mr. Smash and those Chargers have and are capable of doing this season in season number 80. Now, there is a lot of things that he does well. He's got a really solid offense. I think he has like 114 actual first downs made on offense. He's averaging almost 18 points a game. Put up phenomenal numbers. I think he's in the top 10 in offensive stats for passing and rushing. But that's not even the best part, because on the defensive side of the ball, the LA Superchargers are, at this point, right now, as we speak, number one in the league. That's right, they are the number one defense in the league. They have not given up over 1,000 yards yet on passing defense. That is impressive. 900 and something yards that they have only given up. So they are shutting down the opponent offensive passing attack. Now, they have given up almost 1,000 yards rushing. So there's one thing they are lacking a little bit, is in that rush defensive side of the ball. But they have over 20 interceptions, 8 forced fumbles. And we're talking about points per game given up. They are one of the top in the league giving up points. They don't. So, on today's episode, we want to spotlight those LA Superchargers. And guess what? If he continues to play like this, he did have a rough game against the Raiders. But, I mean, he was still, could have been anybody's game. But there is going to be a big fight for the AFC West title. And I see the LA Chargers coming out possibly on top. He has fought tooth and nail for that chance, and he will get it, by golly, by the end of the season number 80. So my prediction is, as season 80 winds down, the LA Superchargers will be stamping their ticket to the AFC playoffs. You heard it right here. Tony Bono predicts it, so it must be true. All right, we'll be back after this. Stay tuned. Hey Hey everyone, welcome back to episode number 6 of the OMFL Franchise Show with Tony Bono as your host. And let's get into the next segment, shall we? The OMFL rumblings. Yes, that's right, the rumblings of the OMFL from the Discord app. And there has been lots of going on. We've got Cincy and Big Hurt actually coming up with a new show for the franchise. Looking forward to that. I think it's called Fifth Quarter, possibly. I need to look for sure. But be sure to support those guys and give them a follow. And let's check out their show and see what's all going on. I'm sure it's going to be a really great show. Be sure to check out the Press Pass Live also with host Nate and his boys there with Maniac Dawson and Mr. Dakota and Dwayne. All those guys are really good as well, and they have a great show. Be sure to support that. There's all kinds of things going on. But I'm so happy now that the slider thing has gotten situated, and I'm hoping that this new update from the game does not totally destroy everything Mr. Nate has done, because he has had a rough time, I'm telling you, with these sliders and then with the complaining. Come on, I'm talking about complaining. He'll get one thing fixed and then the other guys will complain about they can't get past the offensive line. Then he makes an adjustment. The offensive line is not pass blocking properly. And then the run blocking. And then the stupid wide receivers not moving off the line like some people were thinking. I think Maniac brought that one up. But anyway, let's just get down and be happy, people. Let's not complain about everything. If there's a change, give it some time. I know we are creatures of habit and we like things to be easy. I like things to be easy. Don't get me started, but we definitely have to grow as a league. And those things that Nate has done to help the league, you can't say enough about the man, because he is just putting it all on the line, and we appreciate it.
Yay!
All right, guys, welcome back to the next portion of the show. We're going to talk league leaders. Passing yard leader, Andy Dalton with 2,330 yards passing. That's almost insane. But the sliders have definitely helped. Keenan with 2,203. Aaron Rodgers with 2,100 yards passing and also 1,000 interceptions thrown. Rushing yards, Le'Veon Bell. 887 yards rushing. Bo Scarborough from the Indianapolis Colts with 853. It couldn't be no more different than lightning and thunder right there between those guys. Bell is a speedster. He gets those yards on the outside. Bo just makes them up on the inside of the interior line. Both guys have different running style, but they are pounding it away in the OMFL season 80. And not too far behind is Kenyon Drake from the Miami Dolphins. You don't hear much out of Kev on his running, but he's up there. And look at this. A rookie, DJ, I want some more. And Carolina has 1,034 receiving yards. Julio Jones is just a mere steps away from the league with 1,023. And Gilbert Nixon, everybody loves a Nixon unless you're a Watergate, with 1,019 receiving yards. Now let's look at the tackles on the defensive side. Zach Brown of the Washington Redskins has 48 tackles so far. Mark Barron from the LA Rams has 46. Anthony Hitchens from the Kansas City Chiefs, 43. And also there's a Kansas City Chief alongside that with Reggie Ragland with 40. Then let's move on to the sacks. We have Darren Gallette, the import player brought over by Mo, has been just dominating the defensive side of the ball for those Seahawks. He has 19 sacks. The Indianapolis Colts, Jabal Shari, and the Indianapolis has 16. Frank Clark of the also Seattle Seahawks has 14. What? How does Mo always have bookend defensive ends in the top five in sacks? Every stinking season he has these guys up there. How does he do it? I don't know. I'm just about tired of it, though. All right. Brandon Graham with 13, and also Oliver Vernon from the Giants with 13 as well. Interception leader, Landon Kratos. Release the Kraken, Kratos. He has 13 picks over the middle. Just stop throwing over the middle, folks. I'm telling you, against the Jags, because somebody by the name of Kratos is going to be picking it off more than likely. Jalen Smith has 8 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Malik Jefferson from Cincinnati also has 8, along with Leighton Vander Esch of the Dallas Cowboys. Followed up 5th with Minka Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins. So he has 7. And that is a look at your stat leaders in the OMFL Season 80. Stay tuned for our special caller right after this. Hey, and welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show. We're here with a caller. I don't know who it is, but we have a caller on the line. Thanks for calling in to the OMFL Franchise Show. Who am I talking to? Like, bro, what's going on, man? This is like Shaggy. Shaggy? Like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo? Like, yeah, man. The ghost and everything. And Scooby's in the band. All right, Shaggy. Well, who is your favorite team? Like, I don't have a favorite team, man. I just go with whoever's got food at the stadium closest to me. Okay. Do you have a preference in particular food that is served at a stadium? Oh, now you're talking my language. I like the Philadelphia steak and cheese sandwich. You can't go wrong there, man. Like, you can stack it up like to five stories tall. Whatever you can do, you can stack it. I love Philly steak and cheese. Well, Philly steak and cheese is very good, I would have to admit. I figured you would probably be like a pizza guy or something. New York pizza, style pizza. Yeah, I like pizza, but you can't go wrong with Philly steak and cheese, bro. Well, I'm sure you really do like it. And thanks for calling and giving us your preference on food at the stadiums. That is something that we don't ever talk about. Maybe we should have more episodes that we talk about the food at the stadium. Now, what I do know is the Philadelphia Eagles have struggled mightily this season. But he has begun to get a little momentum. Mr. Ziploc, who I will not refer to your other name anymore. Change that name, Ziploc. Anyway, Ziploc has really taken on a new offensive style, I believe, the last few weeks. And it's really starting to pay off for him. Look for the Eagles to keep soaring high, high in the clouds. And let's see if they can actually soar above all the NFC East. I don't know. It's going to be tough to get over those Giants, so we'll be back after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the OMFL Franchise Show, and it's me, Tony, your favorite Bono, and let's get down to the hot. You're hot, and if you're not, you're not. And boy, is there a lot of hot, and there is a lot of not also. But the hottest of the hot in the NFC is the San Francisco 49ers. And if I'm not mistaken, he may have rattled off 8 straight wins to get to this record right now. If that is the case, that is a phenomenal feat for him. Mr. Big Hurt, hats off to you. Now, there is plenty more in the NFC. The Falcons 8-1, Minnesota 7-2, and then the Seattle Seahawks 7-2-1. Just plenty going on. The New York Giants are 5-4, but they are leading that division. Nobody wants to take that division completely just yet. And on the AFC side, the hot of the hot is the Indianapolis Colts. And yes, no, I picked him to be 8-8 at the start of the season, but boy, am I wrong. I think he is going to end up winning it all there on the AFC side, which of course we know. Mr. Dwayne come over from the Falcons, from the ready-made Falcons to this heap of pile of Colts. And I just knew that he was going to finish 8-8 as he rebuild those Colts. But boy, am I wrong. He's just already dominating everything. And I don't understand why, but he is. So, Mr. Dwayne, you are the hot of the hot in the AFC. But not so fast, because the Bengals are 8-2 as well, followed by the Houston Texans 7-2, and the New England Patriots are 7-3. And the Tennessee Titans are kind of in the rearview mirror here. But then also the team that I had spotlighted, the Los Angeles Chargers and the Oakland Raiders. Those guys are 6-3. It's going to be a battle. But now it's time to look at the not-so-not. That's right, the naughty list. Pun intended. The Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins are 1-9, both each. And I don't know what's going on there. The Dolphins have one of the top rushing attacks in the AFC. They have a top four rusher. And I just don't know what's going on there in Miami. Kev, it's time to get that thing together, though, and get things rolling. Season 81 is coming around the corner, and you can definitely get it turned around. The Cleveland Browns, 2-8. Mr. Chaotic. I know Chaotic's working his tail off, though. The other one that's surprising is the Carolina Panthers and Colin with that DJ, I want some more receiving, because he is tearing it up on the airways there in Carolina. And boy, oh boy, the Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams. Rams, he's had a tough season. He's really put together some really good games and actually won some, tied Mo, but he's also had some stinkers. So here's to you guys. I hope you can get it turned around. But definitely, you're playing for your draft and now for season 81. So keep that in mind as you finish out the season. But good luck to you and everyone else. And I guess that's it. Thanks for listening for the hot. You're hot and you're not, you're not. But thanks for listening to the OMFL Franchise Show. And I just want to say, have a good one. And behave on the forums and on the chat. Come on, guys. You can do better than this. Thanks so much. Sayonara. Peace.